is Wiggity Wiggity Whack.
Here's Rick Stacy's News of the Weird.
Highlands Ranch, Colorado, much like Windermere is to Orlando. It's a nice cul-de-sac-y neighborhood with a lot of cul-de-sac-y people and a lot of Girl Scouts. So this one, she's like the top Girl Scout cookie salesperson in the entire Girl Scout universe.
Good for her.
Her name is Charlotte Holmberg.
Charlotte lives in Highlands Ranch.
Sold 2,000 boxes of cookies.
Oh, wow.
She didn't do it because she's like selling like crazy. She did it because they put Jason Momoa's name and face on the cookie boxes.
Oh, instead of Samoas, they're Momoas.
Oh, I'd buy a couple boxes of
Momoas. Momoas. Isn't that great?
Momoas, Samoas.
Samoas, I'm sorry.
I'd buy a couple boxes of those.
She'd buy a couple crates of those.
That's what she said. She said that her mother told her that all the girls need Samoa.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go.
The moms are getting really excited, and they're saying that they need them. The girls will want to buy some because he's on the front, and the boys will also want to buy some because he might be their favorite character.
So she's like a marketing genius, and I love the first line that moms will need it.
Yep. And it works for girls and guys alike because he's Aquaman, so the guys like him.
Yeah, she's leading a Girl Scout cookie salesperson at 2,000 boxes of Samoas.
I'd eat them.
Those or Momoas. Or
Samoas, those are the coconut caramel ones, right?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. I can't, why don't they, you know, I'm like the most popular cookie in the world is chocolate chip. Why don't they have a regular chocolate chip?
They have a gluten-free chocolate chip.
Nah.
That's it.
Why?
Because thin
there must be something to it. It just seems like that would be a given that you would start with chocolate chip. And then maybe oatmeal or sugar cookies.
What is wrong with you?
Oatmeal.
What? Those are the most popular cookies in the world. Why wouldn't you have those?
Because everybody's got those. They need to sell the stuff that you can't get anywhere else.
Well, they can have those too. But I mean, for people like me, I walk right by because I'm not interested in having cookies with goo in them.
They got the shortbread cookies which are like the sugar cookies that have the Girl Scout logo, but
as long as there's no goo, Rick's about it.
I mean, no, I don't eat Oreos because of that.
The peanut butter ones have goo.
Yeah.
Peanut butter ones have goo. Thin Mints don't have goo. They're crunchy. Peanut butter ones got a little goo to them.
Yeah. All right. Good for her. 30-year firefighter veteran, Chief Battalion William Graham, 55 years old, was at the airport in Cleveland. 3 times got arrested. Why? Because every time he showed up drunk. Here's the first time.
You're not getting on this plane today.
Because why?
Because you're intoxicated and you cannot fly in that condition.
The guy telling him he can't go on sounds drunk.
No, that's him he's trying to throw it on the pilots who are drunk all the time, and then he comes back again. After getting arrested and then bailed out, he comes back again the same day, a few hours later.
Shame. Battalion chief.
I'm a battalion chief.
I'm a battalion chief.
He was starting
to go on vacation.
I understand. Vacation is important.
Is that why I have to go home?
He starts crying.
How many times have you started your vacation early, though? You're waiting for a flight. You go there. You have Bloody Mary. Wait to get on the plane.
I'm sorry. That's 10 Bloody Marys, this guy.
Yeah.
He's just sloppy. Anyway, got arrested again. And then 3 o'clock in the afternoon, this is third try, came back, got arrested again.
These people on the plane think they run the world.
Well, they run the plane.
And then he got in that time.
Mr. Graham, you need to come off. Let's go. We're not going to debate this. We're not going to hold up this plane. Let's get off the plane. The captain does not want you on the plane.
Sounds like me trying to tell my kid to brush his teeth. We're not going to debate this. Get in there and brush your teeth.
But I just got vacation.
God bless him.
So this guy robs a house in New Jersey, goes in, you know, the front door while they're sleeping Thursday, and then they wake up. 28-year-old Nicholas Mazoit got a little jar. He was, oh my God, he ran upstairs and went out the top floor window. Nothing, you know, you would think in these stories the next thing is he falls off the roof.
Right. And,
No, he got off the roof safely, ran across the lawn, ordered a Lyft as his getaway car. And waited patiently till the Lyft car got there, except he never looked at his app or bothered to ask what kind of car it was to identify it.
Yeah.
Car pulls up. He gets in it. unmarked cop car.
Thank you, sir. You made that very easy for me.
So close.
American Airlines and the Association of Professional Flight Attendants has a viral video depicting flight attendants performing a burlesque-style dance in front of a group of the airline's frequent flyers. Hmm. And that's made it, it's gone viral. It's everywhere now.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's raunchy.
American Airlines says that as a group, we don't endorse the air hostess's participation in this, but it is a band of real-life flight attendants who regularly perform in and out of work groups or a band called Salute.
For charity.
Yeah, well, there's like a little stage. You got the guy sitting up there on the chair, and there's like four different flight attendants. They're dancing all sexy around him, and it's...
But there's nothing really lascivious about it.
They don't take their clothes off or anything. They're just dancing around
It's just
him.
Very suggestive.
That's unfortunate. Yeah. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. If you look to your right, you'll see some beautiful mountains. And if you look to the main stage we've built in the front of the cabin, you'll see the lovely Lisa! That's right, Lisa is shaking it and ready to dance for you. She'll also be taking your drink orders, so get those credit cards and dollar bills high in the air. Get them high, get them high, get them high. And let me tell you, Lisa's pillows definitely don't need fluffing. Oh, and it looks like Sandy, the other flight attendant, has joined her on the main stage. Throw away that overpriced blanket you purchased, because things are getting hot up in here. We know you have a choice which sexy flight attendants you feast your eyes on, and we're glad you chose Lisa and Sandy. Rick Stacy.